KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 43 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 70, winds southwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Western Iowa news, a construction worker who attempted to cross a single lane of travel on Interstate 29 in Mills County Tuesday was struck by a semi. The State Patrol reports the accident happened around 12:34 p.m. on I-29 northbound at mile marker 32. The worker, 70-year-old Wayne Hansen of Shaler, was hit by a 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by a 60-year-old William McBee of Dunlap, Tennessee. The accident happened as Hansen was walking westbound. He was transported to the UNMC in Omaha by Glenwood Rescue, and a report on his condition was not available. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning shows there have been 40 additional deaths that have taken place and attributed to COVID-19 since Tuesday's report at 10 a.m. for a total of 2,064. There's one more death to report in Cass County as well for a total now of 17. There's also one more death in each of Harrison, Mills, Montgomery counties, while Pottawatomie County has two more deaths to report. Officials say there are 3,881 new confirmed positive cases of the virus since Tuesday. And Cass County has 8 new positive cases for a total of 670. Double-digit positive case increases were reported in Guthrie, Harrison, Madison, Mills, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Union counties. There are 94 long-term care facility outbreaks across the state. That's 2 less than yesterday. Cass County's 3 LTC facilities have a total of 147 confirmed cases with 69 recoveries. Harrison County has 2 LTC facility outbreaks for a total of 206 confirmed positive cases and 170 recovered. Hospitalization rates continue to climb from 1,510 Tuesday to 1,527 today. 234 patients were admitted to a hospital compared to 215 on Tuesday, and there are 4 more on a ventilator for a total of 134. In western and southwest Iowa, hospitals are reporting 6 people admitted, 7 people are on a ventilator, and 20 are in an ICU. That's 3 less than the day before. The state's positivity rate for the past 14 days is at 22.5%, while the individual positivity rate is 17.3%. As Iowa's coronavirus outbreak worsens, state officials are collecting information on individual hospitals' capacity, staffing, and resources, but they won't share that with the public. The state gathers and maintains such information on a service called the Iowa Health Alert Network. But the Iowa Department of Public Health won't allow local health departments to release that information to the public. Only statewide information on hospital capacity and resources is currently shared on the state's COVID-19 public data portal. The Iowa Department of Public Health did not answer questions Tuesday about why the data on individual hospitals is not publicly shared. State officials say coronavirus outbreaks at 3 of the state's prisons appear to be subsiding. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
A week ago, more than 1,100 inmates at state prisons in Anamosa, Clarinda, and Rockwall City had tested positive for the virus. 2 inmates, one from Clarinda, the other from Anamosa, died of complications related to COVID. The Iowa Department of Corrections website currently shows just under 500 inmates at the 3 prisons still have the virus. At one point, 60% of the inmates in Anamosa tested positive for COVID. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Officials of the City of Atlantic put out a notice yesterday that effective immediately, the lobby for City Hall and the Police Department is closed until further notice due to rising numbers of COVID-19 in the city and county. If you need assistance, you can call the Atlantic Police Department's non-emergency number at 243-3512 or the Atlantic City Hall if you have business there at 243-4810. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 7:20 p.m. Tuesday of 42-year-old Brian Keith Shaver. The Red Oak man was taken into custody on a warrant for contempt of court, resisting a court order. Shaver was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond. In our funeral announcements, William Bill Griffith, age 76 of Walnut, died Thursday at Nebraska Medicine. Funeral services for Bill Griffith will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Marvin Thayer, age 72 of Council Bluffs, died Thursday at CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marvin Thayer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And if you're sick, you're asked to stay home and consider a safer alternative to by leaving an online message to the family on a tribute page. Send a card or call the funeral home to have them sign your name to the guest registry book. And groups are limited to 25 at the funeral for Marvin Thayer, and of course they must social distance. John Bass, age 92, of Fontenelle, died November 11th at his home. Graveside services for John Bass will be today at 1 o'clock at the Scranton Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. DeJoy Finken, age 94, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A private family funeral for DeJoy Finken will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. A live broadcast of the service will be available to view on the funeral home's webpage. Willard Holloway, age 89, of Panora, died Monday at his home. A private family graveside service for Willard Holloway will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the West Lynn Cemetery near Linden, with Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. Richard Michaels, age 90, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A private family mass of Christian burial for Richard M. Michaels will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Judy Elwood, age 79, of Atlantic and formerly of Omaha, died November 12th. Graveside services for Judy Elwood will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. You should wear masks to her service if you're attending. Stephen Wayne Dean, age 71, of Kansas and formerly of Griswold, died November 14th. A memorial visitation for Stephen Dean will be held Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. M. Marie Nelson Myers, age 80, of Trainer and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Marie Myers will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. William Jean Iberg, age 93, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Private services are planned for Jean Iberg at the Greenlawn Cemetery in Afton. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Joanne Parker, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Due to the pandemic, private family graveside services will be held for Joanne Parker in the Monroe Township Cemetery near Monroe. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has arrangements. Ty Brown, age 29, of Rolandita, died Friday at his home. Private family services will be held for Ty Brown with the Steen Funeral Home of Messina, assisting the family. Regina Jean Schmidt, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Avoca, died November 8th. Services for Jean Schmidt will be at a later date with Pauly Jones Funeral Home assisting the family. John Lee Hansen, age 91, of Audubon, died November 5th. A celebration of light memorial service for John Hansen will be at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ronald James Swope, age 77, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Ronald Swope are pending at this time. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.